WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The 2010 hurricane season is only about a week away, and I got a question from Paul in the UK asking for information on invests. Well, Paul, hurricane specialists sometimes become curious about disturbances in the tropics long before they form into tropical depressions and are given a tropical storm number. In order to alert forecasting centers that they are investigating such a disturbance and that they wish to have it tracked by the various forecast models, the specialist will attach a 9-series number to it. The first such disturbance of the year will be designated 9-0, the next 9-1, and so on until 99. After that, the sequence simply starts over again with 90. The purpose of these numbers is to clarify which disturbance they are tracking, as there may be more than one occurring at a given time. Each number is accompanied by a 2-letter code designating which tropical cyclone basin the disturbance is in. AL is used for the Atlantic basin, which also includes the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico. EP for the Eastern Pacific, CP for Central Pacific, and yep, you guessed it, WP for the Western Pacific. These designations will be shortened to 90L, 91L, and so forth in discussions. Also, they may be referred to as Invest 90L. Once the disturbance is designated a tropical depression, this 9-series number will be dropped, and an ATCF code number will be assigned in its place. The designation of a system as an invest does not correspond to any particular likelihood of development of the system into a tropical cyclone. Well, I hope this makes Paul a more informed listener. If you have a question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.